Welcome to the fifth of our podcasts. Today is Monday, July 14th, and I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College. I will be joined this evening by Owen Mason of Fairbanks, Alaska. Of Anchorage, Alaska, my mistake. I apologize for the delay between podcasts, but Owen's a tough man to get a hold of. We had to negotiate with his agent, you know, work out a contract, and then we had to work with his evening schedule of protecting the cookie box, reading Cosmo, and knitting. But we can't fault him for the knitting, because out of the 12 of us, 10 have actually taken up the practice, and only John Darwin and myself have managed to abstain so far. Since the last podcast, the weather has gotten a good deal colder, especially today, with the wind picking up quite noticeably. The ice had blown some large openings in the water, but those have since closed up again with the wind picking up. This past Saturday, a group of us were able to hike over to Force Bay, which is the next point down from Cape Grinnell where we are. And we noticed that the area was much greener, and there were several flocks of eider ducks, which were flying around the area. There was also caribou, muskox, and fox prints in the sand on the beach. However, we were unable to cross the very high waters of the Force River to the other side of the bay, which had most of the actual archaeological sites. The excavations have continued to go well. We've closed the excavation at the late Dorset site and came away with it with over 10 pieces of meteoric iron. And a carved ivory polar bear head, actually. With everyone now at the Thule sites, those excavations are also progressing rather well. Now to a man who needs no introduction, Owen Mason will speak about being a geomorphologist and how that applies to what he's doing here.
All right, Addy. Yes, well, my mission here is to reconstruct landscape history and development and try to extract a climate history from the landscape. So, because this area was glaciated and then isostatically uplifted after the ice was removed, the shoreline features, which were so attractive to past inhabitants, are now elevated above the present sea level. So, and they all lie on what seem to be glacial deposits. So what I've had to do is untangle the past deposits from what we have on the surface, try to figure out what a beach ridge looks like in this environment, and then try to get samples for dating. So I've been collecting shell, animal bones that were perhaps sea mammal that were associated with the uplifted shorelines, and then we'll get radiocarbon dates. And this involves looking at the modern beach as well, which fortunately is partially open. And then, of course, there are some complicating factors that enter in. There's a bunch of slope processes going on. We got the high cliffs back there. They're delivering a lot of scree and talus on the older beach ridges, and sometimes some big rocks, even into our camp, that give us the fear of God. And then we've got salt flushing lobes. We've got other frost processes operating. So it's a pretty complicated melange of a stew of geologic processes to look at. So I've got my hands full, and it's been it's like getting a new pair of eyeglasses. So I've had to work hard on it. So anyway, that's we're hoping to see a change between the open water conditions that prevailed in the early Holocene, perhaps more stormy in that open water period, and then less storminess during the times when the Cane Basin was ice locked. So there does seem to be great potential for having a storm history, a climate history right here in this area, based on that storm ridge development during the area. Is really previous to when people lived here. But anyway, that's kind of the hope right now. So, okay, good luck.
Excellent, Owen. Yeah, intriguing as always. That'll do it for today's podcast. Talk to you soon.